Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm Aladise Rich, and I got one of your letters, and it has a reservation code on it.
Yeah, absolutely. What is that reservation code?
2411-3201-0009-7443.
Great. And this 910 number, is that a good number to call you back on just in case we get disconnected?
It is.
Okay, good. Give me one second. Let me pull up your account here. Let's see. And what is your name?
Aladise J. Rich.
How do you spell that? You said
A L L I D E A S E, the initial J, and the last name R I C H.
Okay, Aladise, got it. And I have your business as Rich's Child Care Learning Center.
I'm not with that anymore.
Okay.
We've retired, but we have, and this is difficult to explain because I know in the past I've had calls and I've gotten money, but we are beginning, and not beginning, we are in, we are licensed by the Department of Labor to keep agri workers that come in the area. This is an agriculture area in North Carolina.
Okay.
And we had our first group for blueberries this summer, and we will have a group that will come in this month of August for sweet potatoes. So it's just a beginning. So it's not an established already other than, you know, we're operating with the approval of the North Carolina Department of Labor to be able
okay.
To,
yeah. So you guys
funds to try to keep going to get it, you know, some of the things that stipulate that you must have for them.
Sure. No, I totally understand.
Like right now to get the it was too large of a building to try to put air in every room, but we have air in the halls and the dining area, the kitchen area, the restrooms, and we have the small air conditioned units in the windows and in the and ceiling fans in some of the rooms and things of that sort. So we need screens on some of the windows, you know, things of that sort.
Sure. Okay, so what business is created? Has the business been created yet or no?
Yes, is created and has used for the season of blueberries this
okay.
past summer. And as I stated, this month of August, we're to get in individuals that will live in it that will be doing sweet potatoes in the areas.
And okay.
They have many, where we live, there are just many crops. The large farmers need housings for the workers that come in from various parts of the United States and some out of the country.
I see.
Just for people who need a place to stay.
Okay. I see. So this business that's already been created, because how long has it been created for? How long has it been in business?
We just got it. And it was, when I say got it, 2 years now. And it operated last year for the first time licensed, and we are licensed again for this year.
Got it. Okay. So what is the name of that business?
It's called Rich's Evangelistic Services Facility.
Evangelistic Services Facility. Okay. And how much did it gross last year?
Very small, and it was used back to do everything to get it licensed for this, you know, so the complete building is now available, which means there are about 32 rooms. It was once an old, not old, but a it was called, I use it because we say the old Thompson Nursing Facility. It was an assisted living facility, in the small town that we were in. And the people moved, the company moved it to another area, and this went up for sale. And we are purchasing from owner financing.
Okay.
And we operated it last year when we met the guidelines to be able to open it and operate under the Department of Labor. And we're operating it again this year.
Okay. So you guys, are you looking for capital, or would you like to have equipment financed?
We need capital to get things to that we know we need to put in. We know, you know, so I don't know how you classify it, because either way it's capital or it's equipment, because we need air conditionings in some of the rooms. We need the fans in some of the rooms. And we need to put screens on some of the windows.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, so it's just
paint. So I don't know how you classify those things. You need to.
Yeah, so you just working the materials to be able to do the jobs.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Well, we usually.
And we didn't know. Then we didn't know whether you, because I just thought if you get the loan used for those things, but that's what we need it for, and also, you know, and need to put an alarm system. We got fire system and all of those things, but we would like to have a burglar alarm in the place. We don't have one on there, and our cameras around it, because we don't have cameras at the doors or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So just general maintenance things to be up to par to make it more accessible and safety.
Well, I mean, the reason why I'm asking is because with the capital, we lend capital based off your sales. So that's why. What did you guys do last year in sales? I know you said it was small, but what was it?
What was done in sales?
Yeah. Just a ballpark. It doesn't have to be.
Just a ballpark figure. I would think it's basically, roughly, it was small amounts, but I would think somewhere between 12,000 and 15,000.
Okay. And then this year, have you guys done any sales?
Well, that's what we are counting now. That's what it was done this past season. And this season was just the blueberries.
Okay. Okay.
They were here in June and July.
Yeah.
They came in May, and they left really basically the last of June.
Got it. Okay. I know that right now, with the amount of sales that you guys are doing, that's how we're able to lend capital, as we kind of base it off your sales, because it's an unsecured loan. So we don't secure any type of collateral on it. We basically just kind of look at your business and see what you're bringing in, and we're able to usually free up about 10 to 15% of what you guys are doing. But right now, with the amount of sales that you guys are doing, you really don't qualify for us to be able to give you any type of capital.
Oh, okay.
Because it's kind of a low amount. Once you're starting to do around $10,000 a month minimum, then we can see if there's anything we can do for you. It's just right now, we just wouldn't be able to give you any type of capital. I mean, we do have equipment financing, where we can finance equipment for you. And that's a collateralized based loan. That is an option. But if you're not buying like pieces of equipment and you just need like paint.
See, we bought the air conditioning units. We bought the refrigerators, because we had to have 7 refrigerators, 6 stoves, because you had to have it based on how many people they approve it for.
Yeah, no, I understand.
We've already sent back those kind of things, but we're still liking some things to be in it, because that's what we did. As the money came in, we were able to buy the things. So they came and inspected it and said what all we had to have done for the number of people that we could. And so we've done those things, but we're still liking some things to make it as comfortable as for this time of the year.
And you don't have the Learning Center anymore, right?
No, I retired from the Learning Center.
Okay. Okay, well.
Only have a few dollars, about like $900 in there from the business now.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to spend all before trying to see if I could get a loan.
Absolutely. No, I mean, your best bet, my advice to you would be, have you tried your local bank to see if you were able to get anything from them?
No, it's just that I got a letter from your business that didn't know how it just operated and thought I would call to see what type of programs you had.
Yeah. Unfortunately, with the Learning Center, we would probably be able to do something, but right now, just how new you guys are, and the amount of sales that you're bringing in, we're just not able to
help you out. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.